Pat Whitten suggested, I'll give a brief overview on the opportunity zones, otherwise known as the O-zones. The tax bill that was approved in Washington and issued in January had a section in it that allowed census tracts that were qualified nationally in each state to be identified as an opportunity zone. And it was based on census tract information. I believe Nevada was approximately approved for 270 potential. Excuse me. Out of that, Governor Sandoval had the ability to name 60 opportunity zones. And the issue with an opportunity zone is that it attracts a lot of stranded capital that's available for investment in various communities. But the capital needs to come in under special circumstances. And a matter of fact, the Treasury is still creating the rules and regs that will follow along with the bill. But what it will do here for Story County, as an example, is a lot of the cryptocurrency that is stranded today, because we are associated closely with blockchains, and as you probably know, they own somewhere in the neighborhood of 70,000 acres in Story County, they're in a prime position to attract literally billions and billions of dollars of its stranded investment capital that's in that cryptocurrency. So, unfortunately, in the first approvals, Story County was overlooked. And Wyon County got a significant share and others. But unfortunately, Story County, although we qualified, were overlooked as a consideration. So, a team of folks, and you know, I'll leave out some, but I'll tell you, a team of folks got very, very busy working with the county governments and at the federal level with the Treasury. And it was outstanding effort on behalf of everyone. But I would suggest and point out first that Pat Whitten, our county manager, and Jeff Page, the county manager there in Lyon County, were sterling representatives of and worked together to balance this inequity so that Story County could have an opportunity zone as well as Lyon County. So beyond that, Rob Hooper at NNDA, many of you may be aware of the NNDA efforts, he signed on board. And with Jeff Page supporting the effort. And then you all have heard here in this room John Porter. And John Porter is some folks back in Washington, ex-Congressman Porter. And he and his staff got busy in Washington along with Dean Heller and others. And so they worked at the Treasury side of the issue on the federal level. And then Governor Sandoval got to the plate. And with the blessings and the written approvals from both counties, he submitted a request to the Treasury that we be reconsidered for an opportunity zone here in Story County. And so that was successful. We were named the opportunity zone. We actually traded a very small opportunity zone in Dayton, and that was then traded. Lyon County agreed to forego that, although they have a significant amount of opportunity zones still on their file. But that allowed much of Story County to come in as an opportunity zone. So, tremendous opportunity. We'll see the fruit of our actions here in the next 4 or 5 years. But truly an incredible event to attract a lot of capital here in our economic development.